News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Lucy Gabriel Chattopadhyay, and in today's episode, we explore how a cherished folk tradition from Sikkim is capturing attention on a global entertainment stage. We'll also dwell into the discovery of a fascinating new bee species in the lush landscapes of Tripura and celebrate the undying magic of radio that continues to thrive in the hills of Nagaland. So let's begin our journey in the rolling hills of Mizoram, where the first ever Aizawl International Half Marathon was held recently, celebrating the spirit of sport and development in the region. In what could be termed as historic, Mizoram's capital, Aizawl City, came alive and kicking with the first ever Aizawl International Half Marathon, taking the hill state by storm. The marathon run was held on 26th April 2025, taking off from Rajiv Gandhi Stadium, Maulpui, in Aizawl. The event witnessed participation of over 1,500 individuals and athletes, marking a strong sporting movement in the hill state. Our Aizawl correspondent, Isaac, brings you more.
Eyeing a berth in the 2036 Olympics, Mizoram has in recent times put all efforts and energy on building a strong sporting culture in the state. The half marathon is a step towards that objective, focusing on empowerment, development and national integration, echoing loud and clear the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's developing Northeast and nation building. Sports Minister Pulal Nginglowamar said that Aizawl International Half Marathon was organized, keeping in mind the need for building a strong sporting culture in the state so that Mizo youth could book a berth in the 2036 Olympic.
As a sports minister of Mizoram, it fills me with immense pride to witness the launch of the first ever Aizawl International Half Marathon jointly organized by the government of Mizoram and Innovations India. This is not just a race, it's a revolution in sports, echoing our Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of developing the Northeastern region. With exceptional guidance from Athletic Federation of India, Aizawl International Half Marathon brings together runners from across India and from different countries of the world. AIHM will become a beacon of opportunity for the Mizo youth to rise, compete and conquer national and international platforms. This marathon is more than a sporting event. It's a mission to foster health, discipline and pride in our state.
The youngest MLA of the state and youth icon Beryl Vane Isangitlau said that the half marathon was a step towards building a strong sporting culture among the youth of Mizoram.
I am thrilled to be part of the first ever Aizawl International Half Marathon, a dynamic initiative by the government of Mizoram and Innovations India. As a young leader, I see this event as a powerful platform to uplift and energize our youth, especially young women and aspiring sports persons. Aizawl International Half Marathon, AIHM, isn't just a marathon. It's an annual movement that will shine a light on Mizoram's potential and passion.
Former international footballer who was popularly known as the Mizo Sniper and MLA J. Jelal Pekhlua encouraged the youth of the state to take up sporting culture for the betterment of the state.
As someone who has proudly represented India on the football field, I know the power of sports in shaping lives. This marathon represents more than just competitions. We runners from across India and the world will open doors for our youth to dream bigger and train harder. This is the beginning of a new chapter of Mizoram in the world of sports.
The Aizawl International Half Marathon was a huge success, with more than 1,500 individuals taking part in the marathon. Adding more to the historic event was the participation of athletes from the states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Delhi and Haryana.
And participants from England, Kenya and Ethiopia have internationalized the eventful occasion.
With Gin Gangte, this is Isaac from Akashvani Aizawl for Northeast Diary.
And now to the hill state of Sikkim, where tradition meets global recognition, the vibrant Tamang Silo, a lively folk music and dance form of the Tamang community, will soon echo through the halls of Waves 2025, the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit being held from 1st May to 4th at the Jio World Convention Center, Mumbai. Our Gangtok correspondent, Diliram Dulal, has the story.
Tamang Silo bring the heartbeat of the Himalaya to India's premier global platform for media and entertainment hosted by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Deeply rooted in Tamang heritage, Tamang Silo is celebrated for its fast-paced rhythm, joyful lyrics and expressive dance accompanied by traditional instruments like the dampu, tungna and madal. It reflects everyday life, love, and the collective spirit of the community preserved through generation.
Tari mai kai chan na bhete kuni timi lai
At a recent press vartha held in Gangtok by the Press Information Bureau, Assistant Director Manas Pratim Sharma described the summit as a golden opportunity for Sikkim creative talent to connect with national and international platforms. He encouraged local media to actively support and promote this showcase.
Kamang Selo, so traditional dance performance hai, wo 3rd of May ko Mumbai mein jahan pe ye Zio Convention Center mein program hoga, ye performance wahan pe rakha jayega. Matlab यहाँ हम लोग के स्टेट के इस डांस को वहाँ इंटरनेशनल प्लेटफॉर्म में परफॉर्म होगा और लोग हजारों करोड़ लोग वहाँ पे देख पाएंगे. सो इट्स ए वेरी गुड न्यूज फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस. दिस इज बेसिकली एज आई सेड वहाँ पे एग्जीबिशन होगा, बी टू बिजनेस मीट्स होंगे, वहाँ पे एक भारत मंडप बोल के एक पेवेलियन होगा. लेट मी टेल यू, वहाँ पे चार कॉम्पोनेंट है जिसपे रहेगा. एक जैसे ये इंडियन ट्रेडिशन के नाम पे दिया गया श्रुति भारत पेवेलियन के अंदर, एक होगा कृति, एक होगा दृष्टि और एक होगा क्रिएटर स्लिप. तो ये भारत पेवेलियन के अंदर ये चार कंपोनेंट होगा और इसमें जो हम लोग के जो रिच डाइवर्सिटी है, कल्चर है, ट्रेडिशन है, सबको यहाँ पे डिस्प्ले किया जाएगा. फिर वहाँ पे वेब्स बाजार भी होगा. जो वेब्स बाजार मीन्स हम लोग जानते हैं बहुत सारे इश्यूज पे डिस्कशन करेंगे, जैसे फिल्म मेकिंग इन नॉर्थ ईस्ट, वो भी उस पर भी डिस्कस होगा. सिक्किम मीडिया की तरफ से ये होगा कि आप लोग इसका जितने भी पॉजिटिव इम्पैक्ट हो आप लोगों को बताइए, सो दैट जो आप लोग के जैसे यंग जेनरेशन है जो इस एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री में विजुअल इफेक्ट्स में हो, पता नहीं अभी ये आप लोग के जेनरेशन के लिए हम लोग थोड़ा ज्यादा ही बढ़ गया है उम्र.
Writer and senior district information officer Sarojini Subba emphasized that this is a proud moment for Sikkim and urged young digital creators to seize this chance to express their identity and artistry on a global stage.
Bigger platform like media and entertainment, world audio visual and entertainment summit. But nowadays, as you see, media and entertainment is not confined. Broader sector by se itself. So basically, this is a platform for the entire, not only culture and entertainment of Mathura University. It's like Ailiko generation ko lagi. It covers everything: animation, visual effects, e-sports, dekhinlera, tapaiko virtual reality, influencers, content creators. So like I say, it's a huge platform.
Dilli Ram Dulal, Akashvani News, Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
She stretches her wings with a little twirl, spinning in sunshine, giving a whirl. She sips sweet nectar from flowers so bright, yellow and purple, oh what a sight. She hums a tune as she flits with grace, zooming and zipping all over the place. She chats with ants and giggles with bugs and gives sleepy ladybirds morning hugs. Back to the hive with a sugar sweet smile, she drops off nectar in honeycomb style. She fans her wings to keep it cool, helping the honey stay golden and full. Then off again with a happy cheer.
no hint of fear. At sunset, she cuddles up tight, dreaming of flowers in moonlit night. Buzz, buzz, buzz from dawn to bed.
Meanwhile, in Tripura, nature has revealed yet another surprise. A new stringless species of honeybee has been discovered, adding to the state's ecological richness. Here's more from our Agartala correspondent, Kunal Shinde.
A mere buzzing sound of honeybee can frighten a person of the painful sting it can inflict to protect itself. But not all honeybees that roam around the planet are equipped with this stealthy, sharp defense mechanism. In one such instance, a stingless species of honeybee has been discovered by a superintendent of agriculture, Shrikant Nath. Mr. Nath discovered this species of stingless honeybee from a mud wall at Salema in Dhalai district of the state in 2020, and in the following year submitted his research paper. This discovered species of Tripura's very own honeybee has therefore been named as Tetragonula shrikantanathi. Talking to Akashwani News, Mr. Nath said that there are abundance of such stingless species of honeybees, and same goes with Tetragonula shrikantanathi, which are found in large number in Jampui Hills in North Tripura district, Dhalai district, Gomti and Kowai districts of the state as well.
So stingless honeybee jo Tripura wale hai, ye humne Dhalai district ke Salema se ye mila hai. और ये अपने घर घर में पाया जाता है मेनली माडुवाल जो है या कोई क्रैक्स क्रेवाइसेस पुराने पेड़ इसमें पाया जाता है अपना स्टिंगलेस हनीबी का जो हनी प्रोडक्शन है ये कंपैरेटिवली जो हमारा इंडियन हनीबी है वहाँ से बहुत कम रहता है लेकिन फिर भी इसका जो यूनिक कुछ शुगर है रेयर शुगर एलिमेंट है ट्रायलोस बोल के ये इसमें मिलता है जिसका एंटी ऑक्सीडेंट प्रॉपर्टी बहुत ज़्यादा है और मार्केट में इसका बहुत ही हाई प्राइस प्रीमियम प्राइस इससे मिलते हैं तो त्रिपुरा के जो भी फार्मर्स हैं ये अगर अपने नॉर्मल हनीबी के साथ साथ स्टिंगलेस हनीबी का अगर ये चार्ज करते हैं कमर्शियल कल्टीवेशन करते हैं तो इसका मार्केट वैल्यू बहुत हाई रहेगा इंडिया में भी दिल्ली बेंगलुरु मार्केट में इसका रेट नॉर्मल हनीबी से बहुत ज़्यादा प्रीमियम मिलते हैं
Experts say that honeybees are among the most intelligent insects on the planet as they play a pivotal role in maintaining the ecosystem through cross-pollination. Even though the amount of honey produced by this particular stingless honeybee is minuscule when compared to the commonly found Indian honeybees, but the medicinal properties like its usage in cancer research is a noteworthy aspect which makes it distinct from other honeybees.
ये आप कोई पॉट में भी रख सकते हैं कोई नॉर्मल छोटे से बॉक्स में भी रख सकते हैं जहती ये डोमेस्टिकेटेड है ये वाला हनी भी तो इसको हम बहुत इजीली कैप्चर कर सकते हैं और अपने घर में रख सकते हैं और त्रिपुरा कंडीशन में जो ह्यूमिडिटी है टेम्परेचर फ्लक्चुएशन से ये हनी भी के लिए बहुत ही परफेक्ट है कोई भी डिस्टर्बेंस नहीं होता और इसका प्रोडक्टिविटी त्रिपुरा कंडीशन में बेस्ट रहता है
फॉर द अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ आवर लिसनर्स द नेटिव स्पीशीज ऑफ द हनी बी इज प्रोमिनेंटली कॉल्ड एज द इंडियन हनी बी एंड इट्स साइंटिफिक नेम इज एपिस सेरेना Another interesting characteristic of the stingless honeybee is that no matter how the atmosphere is in its colony, it will never leave the area and can stay at a particular place for 2 to 3 decades. On the other hand, the Indian honeybee, after sensing slightest of discomfort, prefers to leave the area. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Agartala.
As the world races ahead in digital noise, the comforting hum of radio continues to hold hearts together, especially in the soulful landscapes of Nagaland. From stories to music, news to nostalgia, radio remains a constant companion in this land of vibrant communities and oral traditions. Our Kohima correspondent, Mary, tunes us into the sounds and spirit of radio in Nagaland.
Across the rolling hills and remote villages of Nagaland, radio continues to be a steady companion, weaving through the daily routines of the people. we take you to Wakha district, where radio still holds a special place in the hearts of many. For the elderly especially, it is more than a source of information, it is a trusted companion. Unlike the internet or television, radio is simple, reliable and accessible anywhere, whether deep in the fields or in far-flung villages. It is common to hear it playing beside farmers tending their crops or in homes as families go about their daily chores. Listeners especially look forward to the dialect bulletin. Hearing the news in one's own language makes it more personal and real. A resident of Wakha shares her thoughts on what radio means to her.
My name is Maroni Lota, and in Wakha, radio is a big part of our everyday life. It's simple, accessible, and always there, whether we're working in the fields or cooking at home. Even till today, my grandpa turns it up loud so everyone around can hear it. And it's not just about listening, but it's also about sharing the memories. The elders here enjoy the folk songs and local music, while the youth love the lively RJ sessions. The news on the radio is always trusted and always authentic, which is why so many people rely on it. And since mobile networks aren't reliable here, radio remains the best way to stay informed and entertained. Now with more encouragement to use our vernacular language, listening to the radio feels even more meaningful. Radio connects us all, and in Wakha, we truly value and enjoy it.
The music, the folk songs, the news, they all bring warmth and a sense of belonging. In villages, people still gather around a radio set to listen together. It is more than just entertainment. It is about community, culture, and connection. One of the oldest forms of mass communication, yet still one of the most powerful, radio continues to draw people closer, even across great distances. With Johanna's report, this is Mary, Akashvani News Kohima, for Nori's Diary.
Bring you a timeless melody that speaks to the soul of unity. We are on the same boat, brother. Performed by the legendary Dr. Bhupen Hazarika. First published in Sing Out magazine in 1962. The song is a passionate folk-style plea for a united world. A vision echoed by the newly formed United Nations. While it was first popularized in America by folk blues icon Lead Belly, it found a new life and voice in India through Hazarika's stirring rendition from his 1980 album Mon Tau Manina.
We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. If you tip one and you're gonna rock the other, it's the same boat, brother. Oh Lord, look down. from your holy place. Oh Lord, me, what a sea of space, what a place to launch the human race, the human race. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew, with eyes of black and brown and blue. And that's the reason you and I have just one world and just one sky.
With that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast RA. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
We're in the same boat, brother. 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 If you dip one into Ghana, rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. If you dip one into Ghana, rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. Oh Lord, look down. Oh Lord, look down. Oh Lord, look down from your holy place. Oh Lord, look down from your holy place. Oh Lord, in me, what a sea of space, what a place to launch this human race, this human race. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew. With eyes of black and brown and blue. And that's the reason you and I have just one world and just one sky. We're in the same boat, brother. 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 If you dip one into Ghana, rock the other. The same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. We're in the same boat, brother. If you dip one into Ghana, rock the other. The same boat, brother. Oh Lord, look down. Oh Lord, look down from your holy place. Oh Lord, in me, what a sea of space. What a place to launch this human race, this human race. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew. With eyes of black and brown and blue. And that's the reason you and I have just one world and just one sky. We're in the same boat, brother. The same boat, brother. We're in 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 the same boat, brother.
This program was presented by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay, produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.